All right, guys, so welcome to our second part. We're going to now discuss the activity, but before we dive into the activity, here's some transactional information you need to know about phone activations. When you activate a line, you're going to need the following information, very basic information. You're going to need the customer's name, the customer's full telephone number, including area code, the customer's SIM card number, and the customer's IMEI number to begin the activation or the number transfer process. Let's talk a little bit quickly about each part of the information. Let's start with the name. So American customers, they usually go by first name and last name only, right? When they do, they also include a middle initial. A middle initial is like the first letter of their middle name. So a lot of customers in America like to use the middle initial. So in this example, we have Corey P. Scott, first name, P, middle initial, P as in Papa, and Scott, last name or surname, the family name. So that's what you're going to find. In our activities, you will find a space for each element. So if there's a first name, you'll have a space. If there's a middle initial, you'll have a space. If there's a last name, of course, you're going to have a specific space into to put it in the system. Make sure to use capital letters, right, for the names, and don't use a period here. Okay. Moving on now to the telephone number. In the United States, telephone numbers consists of 10 digits. Okay, 10 digits. All right, and we're going to divide them in the following parts. So we're going to have 3 digits for the area code, 3 digits for the prefix number, and 4 for the unique SIM card configuration number. So the first 3 digits are called the area code. Okay, so this is the what we call the area code. The area code just simply defines the area. Where is the customer located? The United States is such a humongous country. So every state will have an area code. The area code could be a city. Cities are so huge, or a unique, a state or city. So that's going to be the area code. Then you're going to have the prefix, which will usually identify a more local region like a county. And then the unique number, which is attached to the SIM card. Let's go now to the SIM card number. The SIM card is the little microchip that your cell phone has, your smartphone, right? The little plastic with the little chip. So that's called the SIM card. SIM card numbers usually are composed of 16 digits, right? And there are no spaces. So there's just one single space for the 16 digits that you will introduce. And that's how it is in real life, right? SIM card numbers usually begin with an 8901 denomination. So if you hear that, they're talking about a SIM card. Most definitely, it's a SIM card. And that's the SIM card. So remember, it's 16 digits and you put it in there straight through. So listen carefully to the numbers. The other important piece of information is the IMEI number, right? The IMEI number is just a serial number. It's just a serial number, right? Like when you have a barcode, when you purchase a product, there's like a little barcode, right? There's a barcode and there's a very long serial number to identify an item, an electronic device. So cell phones come with a unique, that means it is only unique to the telephone, to the device. Actually, IMEI stands for International Mobility Equipment Identifier. So it's like the only number that the phone will ever have. There's no other number, no other device like it. So we use the IMEI number to register the phone, right? The phone, the device that the customer has, the unique device. And this is useful because if the customer needs to block the number, if it got stolen or lost, this number is useful, very useful. Something extra, You can obtain the customer's IMEI number by using a short code. A short code is simply a quick code that generates a result. It's a little function code. So on an Android device, you can ask the customer, Mr. Customer, go to your call app, to your phone call app, and dial *#06#. And that should get you your IMEI number, which is this number down here. I don't know if you can see it, but you can try it on your phone. Okay. So you can obtain the IMEI number this way as well in order to assist the customer. That's just something extra. But anyway, going back to the transactional information, in the first part of the activity, you're going to capture this type of information. And that's the first part of the activity. Then you'll be required to do two things. So this is transactional. This is transactional. Now let's go on to the reason of the call. So you're going to listen to keywords. You remember what are the keywords, right? The most important call, the most important words or phrases that the customer might be giving to you, like explaining the situation. So you'll be presented with the keywords. You'll have several options, a checkbox. So you'll have a couple of distractors and the real keywords. So some of them are going to be distractors. So you check for the keywords and you leave blank spaces for the words or phrases that are not important or keywords. And at the end, you'll have reason for the call. Reason for the call. You'll have three options as well. Two are distractors and only one is correct. So remember what I told you about keywords. From the keywords, you're going to get the reason of the call. Okay, so that's basically the first part. And in the second part of the activity, you will listen not for keywords, not for the reason of the call, transaction information. We're going to listen to vocabulary. Let's begin. So now let's hop on now to the activity booklets. Here it is. You should be able to see it now. Okay, let's take a look. So let's begin by listening to the customer. You will have 5 minutes to complete the transactional information only. Let's listen. So the first page is about transactional information and the keywords and the reason for the call.
Hey, this is Michelle Anderson. I've been trying to switch my number from Straight Talk to T-Mobile, but I'm not sure if everything's gone smoothly. The number I'm talking about, and just a heads up, it's a Birmingham area code for Alabama. It's area code 334-465-7922. I've been on point with all the steps, but my phone's acting a bit sketchy. The SIM card I activated, it's a handful. It's 8901-5768-9012-9981-8801. My phone's IMEI number is 9876003210008. You'll find it under Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, and Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Can you check if the number actually went through? I need my phone to be on point, and this is causing me some stress.
Okay, guys, so now you heard the customer. You've got 5 minutes to complete the transactional information and to choose the keywords and for the reason of the call. You may begin. Good luck. If you're done, click on next page and wait for me, since we'll also do it together. You may begin, team. Good luck. All right, team, time is up. Let's resolve for the activity. Due to time, we need to be on point here with the agenda. Okay, guys, let's continue with the second part here with the resolution of the active listening activity.
Hey, this is Michelle Anderson. I've been trying to switch my number from Straight Talk to T-Mobile, but I'm not sure if everything's gone smoothly.
Okay, so our dear customer's name is Michelle Anderson. By way of a thumbs up, give me a thumbs up. Show me a thumbs up if you got it. Michelle Anderson. Yep. Perfect. Good work there. I see some of you already did. Good work, Allison. Let's get the SIM card number.
The number I'm talking about, and just a heads up, it's a Birmingham area code for Alabama. It's area code 334.
So over here, the telephone number, area code for Alabama, 334.
465-7
465
922.
7 sorry, 7 9 2 2. Thank you, Michelle. I do appreciate that. Just for verification purposes, can I get that again, please?
It's a Birmingham area code for Alabama. It's area code 334-465-7922.
Thank you, Michelle. Just for verification, you said it was 7922. Am I correct? Thank you, Michelle. Let's continue with the activation of the SIM card and IMEI number.
I've been on point with all the steps, but my phone's acting a bit sketchy.
I completely understand the situation and how difficult it could be, but don't worry, I'll explain it to you and get that number activated. May I please have your SIM card number?
The SIM card I activated, it's a handful. It's 8901.
Thank you, ma'am. 8901. Please continue.
5768.
5768. Thank you for that.
9012.
9012. Appreciate it.
9981.
9981. Got it.
8801.
8801. Do appreciate that. And may I please have the IMEI number registered to your device?
My phone's IMEI number is 9876.
9876. Thank you, ma'am.
0032
0032.
21008.
1008. Thank you very much, ma'am. All right, so just to be on the same page, that IMEI number is 9876003210008. Is that correct? Do appreciate that, ma'am. Don't worry, I'm going to work on your activation this moment. Please bear with me on the line while I work on my system steps. Okay, that's the transactional information. Now, keywords. What are the keywords here? What keywords did you capture? If you got the transactional information, give me a thumbs up. Show by way of a thumbs up. Yep, good for you. You're doing a good job. Trust me. All right. Now let's go to the keywords that the customer here mentioned for her situation. Let's see. So definitely switch a number. That's a keyword. Everything gone smoothly? Nope. Area code steps? Nope. SIM card. That's a keyword. Activated keyword. And went through the, we'll talk about that expression in just a moment. Went through means that if something was successful in the process. So those would be keywords and phrases. Now, from this information, now I can deduce, I can create a picture of what the customer is calling us for. So let's see the options. Customer is calling about switching from T-Mobile to Straight Talk. Okay. Customer activated a SIM card from Straight Talk number to T-Mobile. Nope, she didn't do that. Customer activated a SIM card to switch a number from T-Mobile to Straight Talk. Yeah, that's complete and that's more accurate. Okay, so if you got it, give me a thumbs, show me a thumbs up if you're able to do it. By way of thumbs up, you got it? Yep. Oh, you're on your way. Good job there. All right, guys, so that takes care of transactional information, keywords, and reason for the call. We'll continue to do more of these activities, and you can do this activity by yourself again and again and again and again and again until you convince yourself that you have 100% listening or that you just need to come more to the class to improve. Let's click on the next page. Okay, so now that was one. That's going to be the call center active listening. Now let's focus on some language. Let's take the opportunity to learn some phrases and expressions that you shouldn't be too concerned about, but it's important for you to learn how natural conversation is in English. And in terms of the customer explaining her issue, let's listen and complete. So I would like everybody to go ahead and complete with me, and let's do it together. Let's go.
Hey, this is Michelle Anderson. I've been trying to switch my number from Straight Talk to T-Mobile, but I'm not sure if everything's gone smoothly.
All right, let's listen to the expressions here. I think it's very interesting what she's saying.
Hey, this is Michelle Anderson. I've been trying to switch my number from Straight Talk to T-Mobile.
Okay, so I've been trying to, what did you listen? Switch my number. Switch my number. Remember what I said, right? See, I'm trying to switch my number from T-Mobile, from Straight Talk to T-Mobile. Listen to it again. Everybody type it in to get your points.
Hey, this is Michelle Anderson. I've been trying to switch my number from Straight Talk to T-Mobile, but I
Okay, you got it? Give me a thumbs up if you got it. By way of a thumbs up. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now she continues to say, let's see.
I've been trying to switch my number from Straight Talk to T-Mobile, but I'm not sure if everything's gone smoothly.
Okay, so, but I'm not sure everything's gone. Everything's, this is a contraction. She said it like a contraction. Everything is. Make sure to use the apostrophe, please. Everything's gone. And the verb is the participle of get, gone, G-O-N-E. Okay, listen to that part again.
But I'm not sure if everything's gone smoothly.
Everything's gone. Catch that word? Smoothly. Smoothly. So that's S as in Sam, M for Mike, double O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, H for hotel, L for Lima, and Y as in Yankee. So the expression is everything's gone smoothly. What does this mean? When something goes smoothly, it means with no problem, with no complications, with no issues. So if somebody asked me, "Hey, Mr. E, how are things at the academy?" I said, "Everything's going smoothly, man. Everything going as planned. No problems here. It means everything's going all right. No complications. Everything is going smoothly." So she's asking, did everything go smoothly? Did my activation go with no complications, with no issues? That's why I'm calling you to verify that.
The number I'm talking about, and just a heads up, it's a Birmingham area code for.
Yeah, the number that I'm talking about, and listen again.
Everything's gone smoothly. The number I'm talking about, and just a heads up, it's.
And just a heads up. Have you ever heard about this expression? A heads up. When somebody gives you a heads up, they're notifying you. They're giving you a notification. Something's going to happen. We use it to give people expectations in natural conversation, right? And customers will use it and you will use it because it's just natural English. So, give you an ex I want to give you some expectations about Friday's exam. Hey guys, just a heads up. On Friday, we're going to have a quiz. All right. So come prepared. Hey guys, listen, just a heads up. On Monday, we're going to have a test, the month test. So I need you to come prepared. So what I'm saying is be aware. When you say just a heads up, it's be aware. Okay. Be aware. So she's saying here, hey, listen, be aware. I'm informing you. It's a Birmingham area code. Birmingham. Is by the way, Birmingham is an important city in the state of Alabama. It's Birmingham, Alabama. Area code for Alabama. That's right. Let's see.
It's a Birmingham area code for Alabama. It's area code 334-465-7922. I've been on point with all the steps, but my phone's acting a bit sketchy.
Let's listen to that part again.
About and just a heads up, it's a Birmingham area code for Alabama. It's area code 334-465-7922. I've been on point with all the steps, but my
Okay, did you listen to that? I've been on point with all the steps.
Phone's acting a bit sketchy.
My phone is acting what? What is your phone acting?
But my phone's acting a bit sketchy.
A bit. I'm sorry, ma'am. Can I get that again? I was not prepared for that. My apologies.
I've been on point with all the steps, but my phone's acting a bit sketchy.
Oh, sketchy. I got it. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I guess you might be concerned about it. I completely understand why you're worried about the activation. If my phone were acting sketchy or strange, I would feel worried too. So sketchy, means strange, a little awkward, real. I mean, awkward or odd, differently, not operating normally, differently. She begins by saying, I've been on point with all the steps. So when you are on point doing something, it's just a natural way of saying, I have done everything exactly as instructed. So on point, without missing a point, in other words. So let's say that you're paying your cell phone bill every month, and you always pay on, let's say, the 5th of February. You're that type of special customer that on the 5th, you pay. So then you are on point with your payment, with your bill. That means you are, boom, exact. So what she's saying here, I've been on point with all the steps, but my phone's acting a bit sketchy. So he says, look, I followed everything exactly that you recommended, right? I followed everything exactly, but my phone is acting weird. My phone is acting sketchy. Let's continue. Let's continue here. Let's see what
The
we can.
SIM card I activated, it's a handful. It's 8901-5768-9012-9981-8801.
Yeah. So she said the SIM card is a handful. A handful is something that you cannot just keep in one hand. It's too big. You understand? It's just too big. So when she says here, my SIM card number is a handful, look at that number. It means that it's a long number, right? So the SIM card number is a handful because it's just a long number, very large number. So that's what she's saying, it's a handful.
My phone's IMEI number is 9876003210008. You'll find it under Michelle, MICHELLE, and Anderson, ANDERSON.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can I get that once again? I was not prepared. I had a little audio problem there.
01. My phone's IMEI number is 9876003210008. You'll find it under Michelle, MICH.
Gotcha, ma'am. So I'll find it under Michelle Anderson. You'll find it under. So here she says, you'll, with a contraction of you will, find it. You see how we connect the D to the object pronoun? Find it. So she says, find it. You'll find it. Not find it. No, find it. You'll find it under. Under. Michelle Anderson. So when we say that something is found under a name, it means that it is appointed, it is attached, it is linked to a specific person. Okay, so my electricity bill, right? My electricity bill is under my name. You'll find it under my name. I gotta pay for this thing. You understand? So it's under my name. You understand? That's how you say it. You can make a reservation. Let's talk. That's more nice. Hey, yeah. Look, I'm calling about my reservation. Yeah, table for two. That's right. Oh, it's under Emerson Montenegro, please. Yeah, you'll find it under Emerson Montenegro. Thank you, sir. That's how you use it. Next.
HELLE and Anderson, ANDERSON. Can you check if the number actually went through? I need my phone to be on point, and this is causing me some stress.
Okay, so can you check if the number actually, did you get it? Went through. You can do that. You can do this activity again by yourself as many times as you want.
ERSON. Can you check if the number actually went through?
Went through. You know how to spell through? THROUGH, the through preposition. There are two accepted spellings, but I'm not going to get into that right now. The traditional spelling is THROUGH. So let's go back to the meaning of the expression to go through, because this is from go through. Here we're using it in a past tense, went through. So if something goes through, then what it means is that it was accepted, that it passed. There was nothing that complicated the process. So let's say that I want to send an email, right? I send an email and I want to verify that the email went through or that the email was delivered, was completed. In order to verify that the email was delivered, I have to go to my Gmail account and I have to look under the folder that says sent, sent. In that folder, I can check and verify right here in the sent, where I say sent here. I can verify if the email went through, right? Oh, did I sent an email to this Carlos yesterday. Let me just verify if it went through. Let's check my sent. There it, oh yeah, it's there. Yeah, Carlos received it. So it went through. Carlos has no excuse. It's in his email. It went through. So that means it was completed. It was successful. Here the customer says, "Can you check if the number actually went through?" That means, can you check if the number was accepted? The number was processed correctly. There was no problem. I need my phone to be on point. So remember what we said, to be on point, to be exact, right? So what she's saying here is, I need my phone to be on point. That means I want my phone to work, operate correctly, exactly the way it should, right? So that's to be on point. And it is causing me some stress. That's it. Everybody understands that. Okay. So that's the vocabulary. Let's listen once again, now with the full vocabulary, and now that you understand better.
I need my phone to be on point. Hey, this is Michelle Anderson. I've been trying to switch my number from Straight Talk to T-Mobile, but I'm not sure if everything's gone smoothly. The number I'm talking about, and just a heads up, it's a Birmingham area code for Alabama. It's area code 334-465-7922. I've been on point with all the steps, but my phone's acting a bit sketchy. The SIM card I activated, it's a handful. It's 8901-5768-9012. 9981-8801. My phone's IMEI number is 9876003211008. You'll find it under Michelle, MICHELLE, and Anderson, ANDERSON. Can you check if the number actually went through? I need my phone to be on point, and this is causing me some stress.
All right. So there is the complete resolution. We did resolution for transactional information. We did listening for the keywords. We did listening for the reason of the call. And we did listening for language with natural expressions that the customer used. You may click on next page. And here is a summary of the vocabulary used in the previous activity. So here you can go ahead and read slowly. What is to switch my number? The definition here to transfer or change a phone number, and you have an example sentence. So you can go over the vocabulary that was completed that the customer used to explain her issue. This is also important because this is natural English, and you should learn expressions like these because your customers will speak like that. They're going to use all of these expressions. However, they're not really going to help you with resolution. Listening to keywords, that's the key to doing that. Okay, guys. So, with that, we're going to wrap up the session. You may click on submit and get your score and do share it with me in the group because that's for my personal control so I can assign you some points for February. Okay. So, today we discussed what active listening was. We gave you a definition. We defined the differences between transactional information and the reason for the call and keywords. You also learned, you recognize the number transfer, what is to transfer a line, some vocabulary for that. And you practice your listening, of course, in this activity, and you learned new expressions to increase your English level. Okay, guys, so that'll be all for this evening. Thank you so much. You are dismissed. I hope that'll be a good night. I'll catch you.